Now, friends, we are coming to the high water mark here in the 8th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. I think that we hit it back in chapter 7 when we began with verse 25. Wherefore he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And this is, in my judgment, one of the high water marks in the Word of God. And it's the key verse to this section. And you see that the emphasis here is upon the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is not dead, but living. He's not on a cross today. He died there, and they put him in a grave, and he's not there today either. He rose from the dead, and the emphasis is now upon the living Christ. He's alive up there. And then he goes on to say, for such a high priest becomes us. He's what we need, and he's all we need. He's holy, harmless, and as we saw last time, he's holy in his relation to God. No question about him. There would be about some man down here, and he's harmless. He never does anything to harm you. He never moves by anger, and he's undefiled. He's free from any moral impurity. He's separate from sinners in his life and in his character. But my friends, he's right down here among us, and he wants us to come to him. And he's higher than the heavens. That means he's in the presence of God. And the value of his sacrifice is stated here, verse 27, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. And his sacrifice was not a silver or gold or bulls or goats, but he offered up himself. There's no greater value than that. His redemption is more precious than silver or gold or anything. Now, verse 28 says, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. You don't put your confidence in a man when you put your confidence in Jesus, but you put your confidence in the God-man. And he's a man because of the fact that he today can sympathize with you. He's able to meet your need down here, friends. He's a royal priest. He's a righteous priest. He's a peace-promoting priest. He's a personal priest. He's for you personally. And he didn't inherit the office. He is an eternal priest. He didn't come in the line of Aaron. Didn't inherit it, you see. Now, he ministers, we're told here in chapter 8, in a superior sanctuary by a much better covenant, and it's built upon better promises.